Welcome you to the third and last hour of our fallback and row, row, row your vote edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds. Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right side, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online. And you will be all set up to stream the show. All righty then. We are, I'm not sure if we're good or not yet. And, we are not. So it is November 6th. Wow. The first Sunday of November at Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And I think we could check in with Nathan at the moment. And I would assume we are expecting, Laura Cook, chief cook and bottle washer for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. However, now Nathan is just making note to me. Laura, normally she calls in or we call her if, you know, she is off schedule, but we're not able to reach her at the moment. And Nathan said it sounded like from the call You know how normally if you call people most of the time, the phone ring, you hear the phone ring it, and then it either picks up, and somebody answers, or in most cases it rings five times and then kicks into voicemail. At least that's my experience. But then if people turn their phone off, or it, you know, it is off or unpowered, there's no ringing and it goes to voice. It just, as soon as you can, it connects, it goes right to voicemail. Nathan says that's what's happening with Laura's phone. And after talking to Eileen, who says she has no power, it's very likely that she has no power. So if that's the case, then she would have no way of contacting us. And we will just have to, we'll chat with you a little bit about help and our Seattle Dogs homeless program. I was just checking to see if I doubt if she doesn't have power and her phone is dead, she wouldn't have email. So I did not get anything and the phone is not picking up. So, all right, we're going to assume that Laura is without power and probably beside herself right now because she can't contact us. So let us. Nathan, I think we can do a pretty good job about talking about how Seattle Dogs homeless program. And the fact that Laura isn't here, that means we can talk about her. I mean, this woman, Laura Cook, who started Seattle Dogs homeless program and runs it to this day. She is an extraordinary woman. You need to know that she and her family were homeless at one time and had to live on the street here. And life was not good. But she is full of determination and drive, and she was able to pull her family up off the street and get life going again and completely, you know, recovered, and they regrouped and healed from that experience. But unlike most that then just go on with their lives, Laura couldn't let go of the hardship and the difficulties and all of that. And all she cared about was giving back and helping others do the same thing that she and her family were able to do. So instead of going on with her life, she just decided to pay it backwards, forwards, inside, upside down, and backwards. And so she has been serving ever since and has formed this group called Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Now, they have become a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So if you donate to them money or supplies, used van or truck, we definitely need that for them because Laura's using her old broken down little car to drive all over the Seattle area delivering supplies and food and all of that for the homeless animal population in Seattle, as well as the people they live with. And now Nathan just put up, there is a, you can go to facebook.com/Seattle Dogs. And so Seattle Dogs on Facebook. And I believe their website, seattledogs.info. Right. There's good information there, and you can contact them through that website. I will also give you a phone number before we stop chatting about them today. And at any rate, so Laura started Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and they do remarkable work. Now, they supply food, dry and canned, to the dogs and cats that are homeless, living with their homeless people in the area. They provide leashes and collars and supplies and toys and treats and, you know, whatever, you know, the animals can use. They also do a lot of work to support the homeless people themselves. And so they'll give the tents or sleeping bags, coats, you know, gloves, socks, you know, hand warmers, and anything like that they can always use, and they are passing out that kind of stuff. And I don't know if you know, you can think about, you know, we're going into winter. It's getting colder. We're getting deluged with rain and all this wind and all of that. Can you imagine having to live through this without a home? Without being able to get warm? Without being able to get dry? Not knowing where your next meal is coming from? So sad. It reminds me of last night I was watching Pit Bulls and Parolees on Animal Planet, and I was in tears for a lot of the shows. Most of it was warm, happy tears because of the wonderful happy endings for the dogs and the great work that they're doing. Sometimes it though was for the poor condition of these animals. And that's where Laura helps cover a lot of the bases that don't get covered in other places, and getting food to these people for these animals. And they also help with veterinary care. Greenwood Animal Hospital is the veterinary hospital in Seattle that does the veterinary work for any of the homeless dogs that come through Seattle Homeless Dogs Program. Now, they don't donate it for free, which I think they should, but I want to honor them for doing this work and allowing Seattle Dogs to build up a huge debt, and they keep doing the work, and that's wonderful. I'd prefer that all vets are like Dr. Jeff in Colorado and would be better available for pro bono free work for all of this stuff. But that does happen from time to time. They do provide the free veterinary services for the homeless people and their animals through Greenwood Animal Hospital. If you'd like to help with that, you can go directly to stop by Greenwood Animal Hospital, or you can just give them a call and tell them you want to donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And that will help them out there. Now, the other really cool thing that they do is they partner with a boarding facility. And, you know, imagine yourself out on the street and you need some kind of health care, or you're a drug addict, you need rehab, or to go into a drug program, or maybe you need to go into a job program or something that you can't take your animal companion with you that you're living with on the street. Well, if they're anything like me, I wouldn't do that if I had that meant I had to give up my animal and leave them or shelter them or something. But so what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program does is they will board the animals for these homeless folks while they do their job training, or while they do their rehab, or while they do whatever they need to do. They will board them so that when they finish, they get their animals back. And it's just, they cover a lot of those really important bases that we don't think about. So
right now, one of their needs that they have, recent need. Yeah. Facebook page is facebook.com/Seattle's Dogs. So don't forget the S between Seattle and dogs. And They say they need bins with latching lids for storing wet and dry pet food. And treats, estimated cost is just below $300. And you don't have to contribute that all. It can be a collaborative effort. Right. You know, one person does 10, somebody does 30. Everything helps. But they're asking to help with that so that they don't have problems with pests and pet food.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, I'll get online and make a donation right after the show. And I just can't tell you how hard these folks work to take care of the homeless animals out there, and what an important job that it is. And they go to, you know, the areas of the homeless camps and pass things out. They're down in Georgetown at the food bank on Monday afternoons, I know, and you can drop by there. And the biggest need in my mind for them is for them to be able to do this in a more expedient way. And if they had a used van or a pickup truck with a canopy, then they could load up all the stuff and make the rounds without having to use, you know, Laura's little car, and it would just be so much easier. And somebody out there has got to have one, and you know, it's a 501c3, so you can donate the used vehicle and get a tax deduction for that. So I'm hoping somebody will come up and wouldn't that be nice by the end of the year if we could come up with a van or a pickup truck for Laura and this group. And so if you have things that you could donate, I know that you can go to the website seattledogs.info and
another option is if you have PayPal, paypal.me/206dogs. And then if you have Cash App, it would be the $ then Seattle Dogs, Venmo, @ then Seattle Dogs. And of course, directly to their vet by in person or phone, Greenwood Animal Hospital, phone number 206-528-3838. And that's a Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Gosh, that was wonderful. Thank you, Nathan. And I know that it is okay for me to give you Laura's phone number because we usually do that when she's on the air, just in case for any of you out there that aren't good with computers or you need to call her directly to arrange dropping off, something. And there's a couple of stores that you can drop stuff off to. You used to be able to do it to all the best on Stone Way, but she didn't mention that last time, I think. Is there anything on the website there, Nathan? You're seeing where you can drop off supplies to them?
I need to look for that.
Okay, so if anybody of you are out there, if you have supplies that you want to donate and haven't been able to figure out how to do it through the website, you can call Laura directly. Now, you can't do that now because the phone is not working, and we suspect it's probably due to power outages. Anyway, Laura's phone number is 206-519-1697. 206-519-1697. Once she's got phone service restored, then you will be able to contact her and arrange a rendezvous or something to give the donations that you would like to do. So I know that she can certainly use the help, would be ever so grateful. And so anybody out there, even if it's only $5, every little bit helps. And there's a lot of need right now, especially going into winter. So maybe you're cleaning out, going to do donations, and you've got some winter clothes and coats or parkas or gloves or whatever. They can use those because there's plenty of people that don't have them and will be suffering without. So Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and Greenwood Animal Hospital to help with the vet stuff, or PayPal/me. And then it's paypal.me/SeattleDogs20 something, I think. I forgot to write that down. Nathan's
grabbing
it.
Yeah, the PayPal is paypal.me/206dogs.
That's it. paypal.me/206dogs. paypal.me/206dogs. All right, we are good. Okay, so let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers, and then we will gear up and get ready to change boats again in the middle of the stream, and we'll address the human animal because the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is next. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through last hour of this week's Row, Row, Row Your Vote edition of Animal World. Get out there and vote on Tuesday. Get your votes in those boxes before then. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements. It's NUP, as in Peter R O, newprosupplements.com. And you can check them out online. Great descriptions of all the products for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Wonderful skin and coat and hip and joint supplement for dogs. It's really phenomenal. And a lot of us here have our dogs on that product. The New Pro Nuggets, great, great vitamin for cats. And you can check them out, newprosupplements.com. And then remember our Natasha Venter, our medium animal communicator and personal awareness coach. And she does some custom classes she can schedule for you. And if you give her a call, she also does private readings over the phone. She's very reasonably priced. And she does two podcasts every week on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 o'clock. So you can find her at Natasha Venter Angelic Clarifications on YouTube, and it is at 4 o'clock on Monday and 4 o'clock on Wednesday if you'd like to catch her podcast. Then remember, she'll be in the studio with me 2 weeks from today. So if you have questions and would like a personal mini reading with Natasha, you can do that for free the third Sunday of the month. So that's not next Sunday, but the week after that. Then we also, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates. You get interviews on the phone, on the show, and link on the website. All you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. Now, we are just about ready to switch gears here, but I got one more thing, Nathan. I think we have reason to continue to pay attention to some sports stuff. I know the Mariners are done, but we got some action going with those Seahawks, do we not?
They're really surprising everybody and by far exceeding expectations.
Yeah, and how cool is this Geno guy who's been hiding in the background for years? But the guy is phenomenal. What a quarterback, huh?
I wouldn't say hiding necessarily. I think it was just trust in him for his talent, or people didn't realize it. Because, you know, there's two teams he was a backup that got rid of him. They went to the Seahawks, and he was a backup. Of course, Wilson went away, and now we needed a quarterback. So I was like, all right, we got this Geno guy. Let's see how he does. And he's just, you know, topping the league in quarterback rating.
Apparently he's
rating.
Just been paying his dues in the background, being the backup, but learning the whole thing. And he's apparently, you know, a really into a team player. And he said, I mean, him and Pete Carroll, they seem to get along well. And it seems to be a real happy family right now. And this team has got a phenomenal energy to it. I'm shocked. But they're really doing good. So they do play today. Do you know when do they play and where and all of that? Let's just catch everybody up.
Looks like they play at Arizona at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. See, so we can finish Animal World and then you can get ready for Seahawks at about 1 o'clock. They're down in Arizona. And I think this is the second time they play him this year already. Is it or no, they only play him once. I don't know. There was something about,
I don't feel like I know they played the 49ers. So that's
I didn't think they played him twice.
In the same division though. So they will play him if they haven't played him twice another time later in the season.
That's what I thought they'd do. So anyway, in Arizona today, 1 o'clock, start time. And, hopefully it'll be a great game and we'll continue our winning streak. Because I think we're going for 4 in a row, aren't we? I think so.
I'd have to pull up the schedule and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, then trust me.
I'm not as much of a Seahawks follower as I am the Mariners, so.
Well, but isn't that nice that Martha knows what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I believe they are going for 4 in a row, which nobody ever dreamed of right now for what's going on. But they've got the energy. They've got the momentum. So think good thoughts. We might as well have somebody winning. All righty. I think we're ready to go.
Yes, they are going for 4 in a row, and they have played Arizona earlier this season.
Right. Okay, so that's what I was thinking about. I heard was if they beat them today, it's a big deal that they will have beat them twice. And so we want them to win today so that they are zeroing out Arizona and they
maintaining their division record.
Yeah, cool. All right. I think we are good, so we can switch boats now. So climb out of our animal canoe and let's get into the human animal canoe. And we do that by chatting with our friends at the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And I got somebody new to introduce you to today. Now, she's not new to Ananda, but I don't think we've had her on the phone for an interview before. But I know her pretty well. And I want to welcome to Animal World, Christina. And I hope I pronounced your last name right. Regal, is that right, Christina?
It's Regal, yes.
Regal. Okay, so I was right. It's just that I know you as Christina, and I've always known you as Christina, and I don't think I've ever, you know, known your last name. That's kind of goofy, but how are you today? Have you guys got power at the temple and all that stuff?
Yeah, we have power. It was a little dicey there for a while. We didn't have internet most of yesterday, which is always weird. And but everything went off. Yeah, today, power and internet. So modern world.
Wonderful. Well, just sharing with everybody. I know Christina from Ananda and all of that. Now, granted, it's been mostly online for me, you know, in the last couple of years. But prior to the pandemic, y'all will remember if you're some of my regulars out there that I did. It was in October. Maybe a year or two or so before the pandemic, but I went on a little spiritual pilgrimage, you know, to Southern California, to all of the special Yogananda places. Well, Christina and her husband were on that same pilgrimage with me. So we got to travel in a bus for 5 days all over Southern California. We had a really great time, didn't we?
It was a wonderful time. And I think that was 2018 we did that, I think. Yeah.
Was it 2018? Okay. So 2 years before the pandemic. Yeah. But we flew down. We went down to L.A. and we went up to Encinitas and had a wonderful time. I love Encinitas.
Yeah.
And walked on Masters Beach and Moonlight Beach and the wonderful and Yogananda. I mean, Yogananda's everywhere in Encinitas. and we got to go to Lake Shrine and Mount Washington and oh gosh, we even went to the Biltmore in Los Angeles and we stayed over there. That was the Biltmore, wasn't that impressive?
It was beautiful and
really gorgeous
there.
And then we went to where to the mausoleum at Forest Lawn.
Forest Lawn, I think it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that place is really impressive too. And anyway, we had a wonderful time. But so Christina and I are kind of like family. We've been on a bus all over the place together, you know, and staying in hotels and motels and all that good thing. So anyway, it's a wonderful to have you here. And so let's talk a little bit. How long, Christina, have you been involved with Ananda?
I think I just finished up 7 years. So going on about, 7.5 maybe.
Okay. Well, what attracted you to Ananda? Yeah. How did you find Ananda?
I found Ananda through a Google search. I'm grateful, grateful for that. But I was looking for a Hatha yoga class, and I had just moved out of Seattle, moved north to Edmonds, and the first thing on my list was Ananda. And I'm like, Bothell, I know where Bothell is. I haven't been to Bothell in a long time, but it was so much closer. And
your original interest in Ananda, you came for the physical. Body Hatha yoga. You wanted to know how to do that. So that interesting. Yeah. See, I came now. You're about 7 years. I've been a few more years than that. But Krista and I came to Ananda because we wanted, you know. Well, and I'm going to preface this. I used to think before Ananda that yoga was just Hatha yoga, just the physical body postures.
Yeah,
I didn't really know. You know, all the different aspects of yoga, but there's different kinds of yoga and the physical body posture is the Hatha yoga. And that's what a lot of people come as a result. And that Christina did, but Krista and I, we came to do Kriya yoga. So we wanted to learn how to do Kriya yoga because it was, we knew from reading Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda that he said it was the airplane route to God, and it was the fastest way to get your act together down here so you could go home. And so we wanted to learn Kriya yoga, so that's what brought us to Ananda. And of course, I've been there ever since. And there's a process that you have to go through to learn what you need to learn and prepare to be able to learn Kriya yoga. And that preparation process and the education that you need, I think, is what the main thing that Christina and I are going to talk about today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So would be, because it is the biggest and I think the most popular class that Ananda offers. And I think it's the art and science of Raja Yoga and Hatha Yoga, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I would like to talk about it.
Let's talk about that.
The handbook, the school, you know, the guidebook that we never got in grade school and middle school about how to be in the world. And so, but it's also it is the airplane route to Kriya yoga too.
So it's the beginning. And so when we talk about Raja yoga what is Raja yoga?
Yeah. Raja yoga, the word Raja means royal. And from the ancient teachings of India, from the Bhagavad Gita, and it doesn't really, you know, matter. People don't know what the Bhagavad Gita is. It's really a continuous, unbroken history of techniques and practices that just help people stay in tune with their higher self, their inner nature, God, the universe, you know, Mother Nature, however you tune into it. And so it does involve yoga poses, you know, as you and I talked about, but there's so much more to it. And that's what's so great about the Raja course. It's holistic and complete, that you have a physical body that you can work with. It really isn't in many ways even matter the condition of your physical body. You know, people sometimes think, oh, I can't do yoga, but there's always modifications, there's always ways to do it, and there's always, you know, just visualizing yourself doing them in your mind. And there's your breath. As long as you're alive, you have breath. So, you know, we teach people how to work with their breath because it's an amazing tool there right under your nose. And then we help you use those two tools to work with your mind, because just trying to talk yourself out of things or talk yourself into things doesn't work for most of us. So,
right. And the big meditation component, because meditation is a big part of the Raja training,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So we teach you how to use the body, the breath, to calm the mind for meditation, for, you know, true meditation. And instead of sitting on a cushion wondering what it is, you know, we teach you where to gaze and how, you know, how to sit, which seems kind of silly, but it does help to know, you know, your posture. And then we just teach you the tools and keep practicing them for, you know, 13 weeks together, once a week, the whole cohort practices together. And that just also creates a lot of support and energy and just a feeling quality of the whole group together going through that experience, that learning together of
wonderful meditation
into your daily life. So, yeah.
Now, is the class still... Now, I've been through the Raja training at least twice. Is it still... Are you still doing it the same way in that when you go to the class, either I think you can join in person now or online. Is that right?
Yeah, the pandemic sort of has forced us into what we call the hybrid world. Not forced,
yeah.
It was an opportunity, a bridge.
Yeah.
And we had already had explored a lot of the technology of live streaming, but we hadn't really learned this word Zoom.
Well, I know, you know, and I kind of think that, you know, the pandemic and the ramifications actually kind of ended up being a blessing for Ananda.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you had to figure out how to do the Zoom thing, how to do, you know, perfect the streaming, how to do everything online. But once you guys figured that out, A, you saved all of us from being totally disconnected throughout the pandemic. But B, it got the word out so much farther.
Yeah.
And now we have people joining from all over the country and sometimes all over the world to some of the classes and stuff. So it really did expand accessibility to Ananda. So I think you can still do, it's still going to be done in hybrid where you can attend in person or online. But do you still do it like they're let's say, I guess when I took it, the first part, there was hatha yoga and then a break and then the rest of the evening was the Raja yoga section. Is it still done that way, or how are the classes organized now?
Yeah, we still spend about the first hour to hour and 15 minutes practicing working with the body, the breath through hatha yoga, and teach people you know, the benefits of moving the body before sitting in, you know, sitting for meditation. And then we roll actually right into, at the end of the hatha portion, we roll right into a nice guided meditation. So everyone's still inward. And then we take a break. And then we come back and we talk about the textbook that goes along with the course, which is really a beautiful guidebook that Swami Kriyananda wrote.
It's huge. It's a big book.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff. Now, I have I had some concern, and my friend did when we started, that, you know, and you mentioned it briefly earlier, that with the hatha yoga, the physical body postures, a lot of people think you have to be in really good shape physically to be able to do hatha yoga. But what I've realized, Christina, and I know you've mentioned it, is that that is not the case. Maybe you can't even get out of your chair. It really doesn't matter, because there are so many creative ways that they can teach you to do things without having the same abilities as some others, or if your body isn't quite working quite right, doesn't matter, because there are lots of ways to adapt these things to make them work for anybody.
Yeah.
So I was really surprised that anybody can really do this, and there's lots of adaptation. So you don't really have to be concerned about that. I also, Christina, when the last time I took it, you know, it was way before the pandemic, of course. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everything was in person. But I remember one day, the class was like at 6 o'clock or something in the evening and went mm-hmm. like from 6 to 9 or something in the evening. And I had had a really long day and I was exhausted and I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And I was so tired. I thought, how on earth? I don't have the energy to do anything. How am I going to do that? And then I go and I do the yoga for the class for the hour. And then I got to do Raja. I'll never stay awake. Well, yeah. So I had all that stuff going. Well, I didn't listen. I said, and I made myself go anyway. Well, I had the most extraordinary awakening and understanding. I went. And then I started, you know, doing everything in the Hatha yoga class, the way they instructed and all of that. And by the time we got done with that class, I realized, was like, whoa, I feel fabulous. I feel totally rejuvenated and energized. And I was easily able to go through the rest of the evening and the class and be clear-minded. And I was blown away at how just a little bit of the Hatha yoga totally redid me. And I had all kinds of energy and everything was great.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how this stuff works.
Amazing. It is. Yeah. It really is. I have totally had that experience too.
Really? Okay. Like, all right. Now we're going to take a little time out here because we got to take care of advertisers. So we're going to put you on hold, Christina.
Okay.
Going to take a couple minutes here to do advertisers. And then when we come back and continue, everyone, we'll find out from Christina, when is this fabulous class starting? Mm-hmm. And how can you participate in all of that? And then we'll chat about anything else that Christina's aware of that we need to know about for this month of November and stuff going on at Ananda. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More with Christina and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of our Row, Row, Row Your Vote Animal World today. Make sure you get out there and vote. Get that ballot in that box before Tuesday, or make sure you get it in on Tuesday or in the mail by Tuesday. It's very, very important. All right, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. Remember, he and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with us next week for free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. So mark your calendar, plan to be here, and plan to call in to get those free remote treatments. And, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business and Whispering Dragon. We have congealed her home and business together. She's got a nice little house in Shoreline now, and Whispering Dragon Center is inside her home, and it's a wonderful space. So easy access in the Shoreline area, Lake City, 145th Northeast. So you can have an appointment in very private, in person, or she can still work with you remotely. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center online, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then, we are going to finish up our conversation with Christina from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we've been talking about the wonderful art and science of Raja Yoga and Hatha Yoga and the most popular class of the year that's coming up. And Christina, so tell us, when is this class happening and what kind of a schedule is it and all that good stuff?
Yeah, sure. It starts next year, which isn't that far away. It starts on January 19th. So it's 13 Thursday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Thursday nights. So it takes you right through winter into spring.
How many Thursday nights did you say?
13 of them.
So it starts on January 13th, mm-hmm. and it goes for 13 weeks.
January 19th.
So I was getting my numbers mixed up. January 19th, and it's 13 weeks long.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that's Thursday evenings. Thursday mm-hmm. evenings, and what time?
It starts at 6 p.m., and we usually wrap up about 9:15 p.m.
No, 6 so to about 9:15. Yeah, that's about
online.
Normal. And mm-hmm. and how about location? Where are we this time?
Yeah, the class is located at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell on Bothell Everett Highway, where you can join in person, which is a lovely space, as you know, really healing, and it's a beautiful temple, the shape of a circle. So it's a nice place to come. But if you can't come in, what we find a lot of students who come in person, but sometimes they just, you know, have a rough day or give up, or traffic turns into a nightmare, then they just come on Zoom once in a while too. So what we've found is people love the flexibility. I mean, they love to come in person, but sometimes it's just not possible.
Right. And so that prevents you can't get there one night and you just can't join, but maybe you can join on Zoom. So I would imagine that people miss class less often because of this
totally.
Option.
It's an amazing turnaround, because it was really, well, everyone knows about traffic, so we don't have to talk about that. But
right. So anyway, we want to mark your calendars. January 19th. Mm-hmm. Now, how do people sign up for this?
Well, they can call us at the temple. You can email us, or you can go on our website. There's a big old button that says Raja Yoga right on our homepage, and click on that. It gives you all the details, and you can sign up online. So all kinds of ways to sign up.
Excellent. And the website's anandawashington.org, right?
Yes.
AnandaWashington.org. Yes. And then you said there's a big, you can't miss the Raja on the homepage.
Yeah, I have to scroll down a little bit and you'll see a button that says our next Raja Yoga course.
Wonderful. And then, of course, mm-hmm. we have, you know, there will be, I imagine there probably is a limit to the amount of students that you can have in the class. So, you know, the sooner you sign up, the better.
Yeah. Yes, it's helpful for us. And
now, is Dr. Morley teaching again?
Yes, He and Sita Toko, Dr. Molly, he's got a PhD in yoga. So he'll be.
So we all know because Dr. Morley's joined us, you know, a number of times. I could listen to him read the phone book for crying out loud. But this is really a special opportunity, folks. I don't know how many years that Dr. Morley is going to continue to teach this class. But going through this with him, he's the only one I know. I don't know how many doctors of yoga, hatha yoga, there are, but he's one. And so, you know, he has a doctorate in yoga. And the work that he's doing, especially in his thesis and so forth, what yoga, how it helps people and heals bodies is amazing. And so this is a really, in my opinion, a really phenomenal opportunity to take this class from him. And of course, you all know Sita. You've heard her a number of times here. And, you know, she's the great meditation trainer. And she also teaches, you know, yoga too. But Christina, she's told us wonderful stories about when Sita first came to Ananda to learn to meditate. She'd have to hold herself to the chair, you know, white knuckle to hold it because she couldn't hold still. She couldn't sit still. So she says, if she can learn to sit still, anybody can. So it's a really good thing. And so you got two phenomenal teachers. You got the wonderful female energy of Sita for meditation and yoga and all of that. And then you have our doctor of yoga and one of the most spiritually advanced and gifted souls I know, Dr. Morley Venkatro. So if there's any way, if you've been thinking about doing this class, now would be the time to do it because you want to take advantage of Dr. Morley and Sita being the instructors. Okay, so we've got all those bases covered. That'll be in January. We've got, I know, services at the temple every Sunday, meditations at 9, service starts at 10. And you can come in person or you can stream through the Ananda website or you can do Facebook, which is what I do. I do the live Facebook when I attend. And that'll be going on through the holidays. So any other events or things coming up we briefly need to know about?
Yeah, an adjunct course, which is a kind of a deeper dive into all things yoga. We are also a yoga school, so we do offer yoga teacher training. It's kind of part and parcel with the Raji Yoga course. It's sort of an extension, like a trip where you're extending your trip to a nice, cool other place to go. But I want to put a call out for that if there's anybody who's ever thought about or interested in becoming a yoga teacher to give us a call and talk to us. It's also led by Dr. Molly Venkatro and a great team of yoga teachers here. And
So again, if you wanted this training, now would be the time to do it because Dr. Morley is teaching it. And it's really incredible. But, you know, I think a lot of people too, Christina, isn't it true that a lot of people take this yoga teacher training not because they want to be yoga teachers. They just want to expand their own practice and get better at yoga themselves. So you don't have to want to be a yoga instructor to take this class. You might just want to deepen your own process.
Absolutely. And we always tell people, you know, you're always a teacher and you're always of service. Even if you don't think you're a yoga teacher, you know, we find that those folks who graduate always find a way to serve their friends, their family, their church, their, you know, who knows. And in ways that they've just gone so deep, even just through their smile and their caring way or teaching people how to breathe. So you learn all those tools that you can share with your friends and family. So
The yoga teacher training, now that's another extended and longer class like Raja. So when does the yoga teacher training start?
The Raja class is part of the 200 hours of training. So they start with that Raja class on January 19th, and then they finish at the end of April. So you're taking the Thursday night course, and then we also tack on some Saturdays and Sundays where we come and we pick apart yoga poses and practice teach, and which is the most terrifying thing I ever did. But it was really a growth opportunity to put yourself in an uncomfortable place and then really grow from it. So, it's a really
So you've had the experience and definitely recommend it, huh?
I do, yeah.
Wonderful,
Yeah.
Alrighty, so I think we've talked about what we need to talk about for this month, and we know, folks, you can get all the information you need about these classes at anandawashington.org. You can also, if you have, you can always call the temple if you've got questions, and you'll find all of the contact information on the website. And you know that you have the choice of joining in person or online, or you can do a combo of choice, join in person when you can and Zoom when you can't. So lots of options. Anyway, Christina, I want to thank you so much for taking a little of your time on Sunday morning to chat with me. And I look forward to chatting with you again.
All right. Thanks so much, Martha. It was wonderful to chat with you and hope to see you soon.
Yeah, well, I'll see you on Zoom for sure, or streaming,
okay.
But maybe hopefully in person sometime. All
okay.
Right. You take care, Christina. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Take care, Martha. Bye-bye.
All righty. Gosh, always so wonderful to speak to Ananda and the yoga and so forth. So, boy, we're winding down for Sunday of November. Next week is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, energy codes, and Rasmussen Reset Sunday. Dr. Nails Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen will all be in the studio. Stacy should be back, so we'll hear about her and how she's doing. Nathan will be here. Hope you can join us and plan to call in for your free remote treatments. You can watch, remember, Seahawks play. They need some, root the Seahawks on, 1 o'clock. We want them to beat Arizona. And the most important thing this week, Tuesday. Midterm elections, in my opinion, and many others, the most important and consequential election of our lifetime. You need to vote. Get out and vote, vote, vote. Row, row, row your vote. Get that ballot in the box ahead of time or drop it in on Tuesday. And please call everybody you know and just do me a favor and make sure everybody you know is voting and does vote. It is so important. All right, Nathan, what do you think? Have we covered all the bases today? Oh, he's not even going to talk to me. He's just saying, yeah, we did it. Let's get out of here before something else happens. Well, anyway, hope you all get your power back. Stay dry. Stay warm. Good sales pitches for your dog friends. And join us again next week. As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week. Mm-hmm.